Enjoy the Ride with Brandon Ide starts right now.
Hello, Governor. How are you? That's my English accent. Welcome to the pod, everybody. If you thought that English accent was fantastic, go ahead and give me a subscribe. If not, go ahead and give me a subscribe. It's great to be talking on the pod right now. It's late at night. It is late at night. My buddy posted a picture of himself on the FBs and on the social meds, and it's one of his legs, and it's got a yellow wrestling boot that zips all the way from the heel all the way up to mid-calf, and then a giant bottle of Coffee Mate coffee creamer. And his status was, hint to this year's Halloween costume, can you guess it? So go ahead and imagine that in your mind and see if you can guess what it is. The Cream Mate or Coffee Mate coffee creamer is a little play on something from the actual character that he's speaking of. I know what it is, but I didn't know what it was initially, and I felt pretty stupid. But I know what it is now, so now I feel smart. Anyway, it's good to see you guys are back here. Good to see you're back at this paradise destination with the palm trees and the wind blowing in the ocean. I'm currently in my tiny office right now, chilling. My wife is outside the office, blaring Jane the Virgin from the TV. And I don't know if you guys have ever watched Jane the Virgin, but it's pretty interesting show. I've been catching it on and off. I've been staring at my phone, looking up, watching Jane the Virgin, looking back at my phone, looking back at Jane. And apparently she miraculously got pregnant or something. I don't know what happened. It was like a semen sample from some dude named Raphael that was supposed to go to somebody else, and then it went to her. So now she's magically pregnant, even though she's never had sex before. And the only thing I could think of when I initially saw the show, like the first episode I ever saw, was like, she's never ever had anything in her vagina before. She's never had anything in that area. So what's it gonna be like when a baby comes out of there? Because everybody knows what goes into there is definitely not the size of a baby. It's far from it. But when you've never had anything in there, and then all of a sudden somebody says, you're going to push a human out of it, that just sounds intimidating to me. That sounds really scary. And I wish Jane the best. So far, it's been pretty drama-filled, as that is one of the telenovelas, as they say, on the Hispanic community, I think. I never really go to that community, so I'm ignorant to that. But it's basically like soap opera, you know. It's like Guiding Light or The Young and the Restless. Which, by the way, Young and the Restless, if you're restless, like, you can, I mean, you can hear me right now. Yawning and shit. What's going on with that? If you're young and you're reckless, then I guess you should get, like, some Ambien or something, you know? You should grab some Ambien if you're restless. That could definitely help you get some sleep. I know that for sure. Could also mess up your life, according to Roseanne on Twitter. But that's long gone and past now. I'm sure she's doing fine, even though Roseanne got canceled. But the spinoff happened and everything, so they should be fine. They should be just fine, honestly. ABC should be fine. Roseanne should be fine. Everything will blow over. And we'll go back to loving her for her snarky comments and her witty sarcasticism. I think I just made up a word, sarcasticism. Check if that's a word for me, please. I'll go ahead and pause. You check if that's a word for me. I'm on Reddit right now, just chilling, browsing, trying to find some great stuff. You go to like the subreddits, and you can go to r/funny, then you click on top, and then you click on week or month or year or day, hour, whatever you want. So I'm going to do the top of the month. So these are the top funny posts of the month. Let's see what we got here. Let's do some scrolling. Do 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 do. The five stages of software development. Let's see.
Five stages of software development: denial, bargaining, anger, depression, acceptance.
I think that's the five stages of grief. Pretty sure. That's a hilarious answer, though, on a test. That's decent. If that was my test, I'd probably answer the same thing, because I'm sure that's a pretty frustrating field to work in. Anyways, let's get away from software development. So I have gotten a minimal amount of emails so far for advice and storytelling on the pod, and I'm a little disappointed. You know, I was hoping to just get this influx and this flood of emails from people, but turns out people don't really like sharing stuff. You know, even if it's a funny story or they're looking for advice for something or a tough situation. And, you know, I understand if you don't really feel like sharing that, especially with somebody who's doing their own podcast like this. I haven't been doing this for very long, just a few months now, but you know, I've managed to have a decent amount of guests on, and I feel like it's been going pretty successful so far, and I feel confident in it, so I'm gonna keep going with it, because everything starts off small, and then it gets a little bit bigger, and a little bit bigger, until finally you're on the next level, and you're up to the next highest thing. So I'm gonna keep on going. Let's check my fantasy football. Got the Pats playing the friggin' New York Giants right now, and it looks like they're up 14-0. They're undefeated, by the way. What is up with that? What is up with that? Antonio Brown left. He got fired. Antonio Brown got fired because of some crazy stuff with a girl from Central Michigan who was one of his trainers. That's pretty unfortunate. Pretty unfortunate to hear, but I have two guys from the Pats on my fantasy squad. I got James White and Philip Dorsett the second. Philip Dorsett the second is out with an injury, so he has got 0 points. He's got a goose egg. And right now it looks like James White only has 3.2 points. I mean, it's about 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, so it's not even halftime yet. So we're okay. We're on pace for an average night. But I saw this post today talking about how the New York Giants are really good at snapping 18-game winning streaks, and that's obviously an homage to way back when they were still good with Eli Manning, and when Eli Manning was still good and he didn't disappoint everyone, and they snapped the Patriots 18-game winning streak then, and that was pretty sweet. People were holding up signs in the fan section like "Eli Manning for president." I wonder what kind of signs they're holding up now, you know? Like, now that he's on the sideline and he's just watching, I think it's what Daniel Jones. I think that's that dude's name, Daniel Jones. He was the backup quarterback for the Giants. He like just got drafted and now he's the starter and he started for a couple games now. People are calling him Danny Dimes. Danny Dimes. Dropping dimes. Dropping dimes. I think that's what's his name? Damian Lillard, though. I think that's Damian Lillard who rapped that, the Dropping Dimes song, featuring Kevin Love, of course. I wonder what's going on with Kevin Love. I think he's still wrapped up in the Cleveland Cavaliers, but I think he'll be a free agent soon, so we'll see what happens there. We will see what happens there. So yeah, looks like I got 3.2 points from James White so far, and nobody else plays again until Sunday. So no Monday games either, so I don't have any like last ditch efforts. Okay, so I asked my wife today if she wanted to watch the WNBA finals with me because apparently they do 5-game series and not 7 like the NBA in the playoffs. They do 5 games and the series is tied 2-2. It's the Connecticut Suns going against the Washington Mystics, and the Suns are number 2 and Washington Mystics are ranked number 1 in the nation. And it looks like right now they are about to begin the fourth quarter, and it is 64 to 62 Connecticut's lead. And I kind of want to watch the last quarter of this and then get back to you because I feel like this is going to be crazy. So just so you know, I don't know if you follow the WNBA. You know, they have a much smaller fan base than the NBA, so I totally get it if you don't, or if you're not interested in it, or if it's not as exciting. Whatever your opinion is, it's fine. It's valid. I pretty much feel the same way. But sometimes these games are good, man. Sometimes these games are good. I'm telling you. So I actually think I'm gonna put the pot on pause, put the pot on pause for a second here, and I am gonna go ahead and watch the last quarter of this WNBA Finals game. And what I was gonna inform you of is neither of these teams have ever won a WNBA championship before, ever. So it's a big deal for both of them. So like I said, I'm gonna pause the pot
And with the editing magic that I have and my supercomputer hacker skills, I'll be right back in a second. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, and your WNBA 2019 champions are the number one Washington Mystics. Nice freaking job, ladies. Dang. By the time that I ended the podcast and actually got to watching the game, there were about 5 minutes left. It was 76-72, Mystics lead, so it was only a 4-point deficit for the Sun. But, I mean, as I was watching, it was going on and on. I gotta tell you, man, the WNBA fans are loud. They are loud. And there were, like, you know, some NBA players there on the sidelines because they're fans of the WNBA and they have their favorite players. You know, Washington Wizards and the Washington Mystics, you know, they coincide with each other, the men and the women. So John Wall was on the sidelines rooting for the Washington Mystics, which was pretty cool. And it looks like the final score for that was 89-78 Mystics. Basically, what was happening in the last 5 minutes was, like, they're just... The Washington Mystics are unstoppable when it comes to trying to stop them from scoring. They just... They have these two or three... I don't know what their names are. I know one of them was the MVP of the league this year. Her name was Elena Deladon. And she is a tall, tall woman. And it looks like she had a face mask on and a knee brace. It looked like she was a little banged up. Maybe some prior injuries in the season or in the playoffs, maybe. But yeah, she definitely went through some stuff. And she was just out there like a beast putting in work against people. They couldn't stop her. It looked like the Sun were faster, but they just didn't have enough size to keep up with the Mystics. You know, they can't guard anyone. And if you got no defense, then you can't stop anybody from scoring. And, you know, if you can't stop anybody from scoring, there's a real good chance that you're going to lose that game. Overall, though, they played it close until maybe the final 2 minutes, say about the final 2 minutes. Before that, though, the Mystics were just on a run. They went on a 6 or 8 point run. And then the only way that the Connecticut Sun could catch up from that was just getting fouled every now and again and making sure to hit their free throws. But the thing was, they couldn't hit all their free throws. It looks like they had a couple people that went to the line that had low free throw percentages, so that didn't really work out for them. And then they had a couple point guards that got fouled, and they nailed all their shots. But in the end, it just was not enough for the Connecticut Sun and your Washington Mystics are your 2019 WNBA champions. And it's got to feel good. I saw the confetti come down. I felt like celebrating myself, so I grabbed a cold can of Miller Lite out of my refrigerator. Grabbed a cold can of Miller Lite out of my refrigerator, and I am sipping on that because, hey, man, I just got into the WNBA, and I feel like a champion, you know? You watch somebody else win something, you kind of felt like you won something just because you're there. It's almost like an after effect, like a residual feeling that you just get from them. I feel like I'm a WNBA champion, even though legally they probably wouldn't let me on the team because of my being a man and all that and all those stipulations and rules. But hey, man, I'm just saying, I got this beard right now, but if I shave, I could probably make it in the WNBA. I think I could make it in there. I think I could make something of myself. And then they'd be like, hey, Brandon, why's your voice a little deeper than a woman's? And I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I just joined this league, this club with you other similar women to me, and I'm really enjoying myself, so I'm going to continue to play basketball and continue to be a woman. Even though women definitely don't talk like Mickey or Minnie Mouse in real life, and that's definitely the accent that I just did. But if I could do an accurate woman's voice, I would do one, okay? Don't judge me, all right? I work on these impressions, I work on these voices, and yet I can't do an accurate women's voice. So I will, I'll work on it. I'll work on it. I'll have a better one for you in the future. Don't you worry about that. But this was a short one for this week. I didn't have any guests or anything. It was just me doing my thing with the Washington Mystics and the Connecticut Sun going at it in the WNBA Finals Game 5, last game of the series. Series was tied up 2-2. And it doesn't get more intense than that. It's win or go home. And Washington took it home. Washington won it and took it home. So, with that, I will take my victory lap to my bed and promptly go night-night. I'll put on my sleeping mask and I'll set my alarm and I'll get ready for tomorrow's beautiful day. So I love you all. Thank you again for listening to another, albeit short, but another short episode of my podcast. Ooh, I just stuttered right there. Oh, man. I think I'm only a quarter of the way into this can of Miller Lite and I'm already wasted. Jeez, man. Talk about a lightweight. But love you guys. Thanks for listening to the pod. I'm going to go night-night now. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your night or day or whenever you're listening to this. So I will see you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Enjoy the Ride podcast. If you like what you heard, be sure to hit the subscribe button. And if you've got some time, be sure to leave a review. Thanks, guys, and you'll hear from me on the next podcast.